Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Insight on this probably more typical weather-wise than what we had been experiencing.
Yeah, what we're supposed to have, but not what we've been having, and it's awful. I'm just going to mention, we have a guest lined up who hasn't shown up yet, and they might be under the weather and didn't get my confirmation text, so we might be winging it a little bit tonight, but there's plenty of things we've just been talking about off the air that we can talk about, too. So,
I know that Sports Talk has a big show. They've got several guests, so we'll make sure that they have plenty of time.
Yeah, and Rocker's at the community club meeting, so don't have him.
We don't have Rocker.
We could just harass him for half an hour, and that would that would work pretty good.
So I tell you what, a couple of things that are worth bringing up. One is the gala is coming up, Neil.
Yes, it is.
And this
you've been
is
doing
our
a lot
ninth
of planning.
Annual.
You've been doing a lot of planning.
Yeah. Well, and we've got, kind of a typical show. A couple of surprises thrown in, I know we've got a representative. One of the priests from the Catholic Church is going to join us.
That's great.
We've been priestless for the last couple years, so it's nice to
and there's a pretty good chance that Father Matt would call in anyway, but that's not the same as having one of them or more of them there. They doing singing, they doing kind of a little bit of a pep talk, or what are they what do you have lined up?
I think that he's going to give us a blessing, which is always nice to have.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about Christmas and that piece of it. And so you welcome, I think it's Father Moore. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Ethan Moore, yes.
Yep.
And then
he gets to a lot of the basketball games and stuff. He has made his presence known in town, and he's not hiding. Let's say that it's really good that he's out among everybody.
And Fee contacted him, and he was thrilled to be asked and is honored to be on. So we love things like that.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, it's always kind of neat to watch these things grow. Ryan Guggenbiller for the last couple of years has made it a pledge of his that he's going to donate so much per gallon for all the fuel that Portside Fuel sells the months of October and November, and he's had a couple of just wonderful donations.
Yes. And then besides that, he also makes a separate donation either for the repair business or himself, his family. So that's really good.
This year, it just out of the blue, a small, and I'll say company, but it's a couple of ladies that are in the candle business. They had heard about what we do, and one of their sisters was actually a recipient a few years back. Mm-hmm. And so they've also, for all the candles that they sell, I think the month of November and into the first week in December, they're going to donate so much per candle. So it was nice kind of hearing that and hooking up with those ladies. They seem like hardworking, absolutely gems of people. So that's cool too.
Yeah, and it takes all kinds of things like that. It takes we've had plenty of times when little kids have brought in a bag of coins or a fistful of crumpled up dollar bills or something like that. And those are huge.
Yeah.
And I tell it every year about the best donation we ever got. And it was the first year. And it was the day after, or maybe 2 days after the original show. So it would have been Thursday or Friday. And Bob and I were sitting in the studio, and walked a mom with her two little daughters, probably 5 and 4, whatever they were. And she said, "Go ahead. Well, we have some money for your gala." I said, "Okay." And one of them gave us a dollar. Another one gave us $3.04. And I said, "So did your mom give this to you to give to us?" No, we saved this from buying gifts for our family, because we wanted to give it to people that needed it. And I about fell on the floor. Yeah. And like less than 5 minutes after they left, Bob and I are still sitting there kind of stunned, and a guy walked in who had already written a $500 check and brought us another $500 check. And he looked at us, he knew something was going on. He said, "What's wrong?" I told him the story, and he said, "Man, I feel terrible. All I give was $1,000. They gave everything they had."
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's the biggest donation, wouldn't say the biggest, the best donation we ever got.
Yeah.
And there's stories like that, except I don't get to have that interaction with them. But there's kids, you know, people that probably need, that might need some money from us, that are willing to give us a few dollars to help somebody else. What goes around comes around. Sometimes the people that gave us things give us some money. They need some later, and sometimes it's just people that get blessed by helping other people, and that's a big deal. I think that's really, really important, and it's a good lesson for the kids, and where they can see that people are getting helped, and they have been a part of it. And you know, even if it was just the crumpled up $3.04, you know, that's a big deal. Those kids learned a good lesson, and you know that, and they, you could tell that they were really, really happy about being able to do that. They were proud of themselves, and should be. So lots of things with the gala that you know, there's just ways to get blessed.
Let's take a break, and we will come back and talk about a couple of new things that we have going on.
So yeah, I think that's a great idea.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing your products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
This is a message from the family of Kimo Bechtel. We would like to thank you all from the bottom of our hearts for the love, support, and prayers you've shown us during this difficult time. Your kindness has meant so much to us and has truly helped us through the pain of losing chemo. We feel incredibly blessed to have such a caring community around us, and your support has made all the difference. Thank you for being there for us in so many ways. A message from the family of Kimo Bechtel. The Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library from Monday, December 9th through Tuesday, December 31st during normal library hours. Families, local organizations, businesses, and individuals are invited to participate in this very popular event by entering a decorated tree or wreath for the display. The tree can be 3 to 7 feet tall and can have a theme, promote your business, celebrate an achievement, can honor a loved one, or decorate a tree just for the fun of it. Hundreds of people stop into our library every year to see the trees and vote for their favorite. If you'd like to decorate a tree, please stop by the library or call them at 375-2869 for more information about participating in this year's Fort Festival of Trees.
Kelly Smeltzer.
We're back.
We're back.
On Insight. Our guest is not in tonight and thinking maybe he had some flu or something issues. But anyway, we're kind of winging it tonight. No rocker tonight. He's at the community club meeting. And we were talking about some of the things with the Christmas gala, and you said there's a couple of new things maybe.
Yeah, well, I tell you, one that I wanted to make sure that people are aware of, and it looks like it's going to be a reality. I was approached from one of the citizens in town who would love for us to have like a tour of homes at Christmas time to see both the inside and outside lighting and decorations and things. And I told him that I would check around and see if there was enough interest, like if we could get 4 or 5 different houses that would be involved. And I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so there's nothing that's set in stone, but it looks like we'll have 4 or 5 different places to visit.
As of now.
Yes. Yes.
And could, so what if somebody would like to show off their house? Would they contact you on Facebook? Yes. What's the best thing to do?
They can contact me on Facebook and we'll make sure that they get added. The tentative date, and again, there's nothing that's in stone yet, is like December 7th. So it's the Sunday before the gala.
Okay, yeah.
And it would be from like 5 to 8 p.m. And these 4 or 5 places would have open doors for people to stop in, check out what they've done inside, make a goodwill donation and or make a free will donation and the proceeds would go to the gala. So I thought that was a great idea. So we're kind of checking it out.
I've gone to a couple of those, one in Greenville several years ago, probably 10 years ago or more, one in Versailles, and each one of them had houses not just in town, but out of town.
Yeah.
Just because you might not live in town or even like right by town, that doesn't mean that you can't have your house in there. And a lot of people, decorate a whole bunch on the outside and not a lot on the inside or the other way around. So people, you might have a lot of things you'd like to show people, especially if it's family heirlooms and that type of thing as far as decorations and that. But it doesn't show from the outside with a whole bunch of lights and a whole lot of things. So even if you just do inside and nobody knows that you're doing all of this and you'd like to kind of show it off, we'd love to have you in town, out of town. We don't want to go like to St. Henry or Coldwater, I don't think. But I guess that wouldn't be a bad thing either if they want to show some off.
I tell you what. I've been in houses where I know people put days and days of hard work into decorating.
Yes.
And so often what you hear him say is, you know, I wish that I, you know, that I had more opportunities to show more people this.
Yeah.
And so this is a chance to you maybe open that up a little bit.
Yeah. And the Christmas Village thing is one thing I was thinking about, that a lot of people have really neat displays of that.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was, but they had, I believe it was here in town, had a pretty good sized room that was one entire wall with two or three levels.
Yep.
And just probably two or three, four dozen buildings and all kinds of things involved. And it's just and it's just incredible.
That stuff's worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Too, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, and a lot of that is some family heirlooms, things they've had for a long time. Some of it is just stuff. Yeah. And some of it is that. Some of it's just stuff that you could just go buy. But the way they arrange it, and it's just beautiful. And it takes a lot of work and creativity. I mean, I can set stuff out, and sometimes I do here at the studio, some little village things, and it looks like somebody just set the stuff out.
Yeah.
That's all it looks like to me.
Well, so I tell you what, one more thing about the gala, and then we can move on. If you're interested in participating in the Parade of Homes, what this will amount to is like being willing to open your house for about 3 hours on probably a Sunday evening, and you know, just kind of share your hard work and those things that you're awfully proud of. So if you're interested in that, or if you know of anybody that is going through tough times and you'd like to recommend them as one of our recipients, please feel free to contact me on Facebook. We'd love to be able to help people out. So I think this is our ninth year, so we've had eight of these. We have raised over $850,000. It's actually closer to $9,000. It is actually closer to $900,000. So that is cool, and it'd be neat if we were able to like cross that $1 million threshold. That would just be awesome.
Yep.
And we do have a couple of other surprises for that Wednesday night. Again, it's Wednesday night, December 11th.
Well, tell us what they are so they're not a surprise.
I am not going to share them.
Oh, and something else I thought of too, that another great idea you had. Fort Recovery Radio Gala is going to put a Christmas tree up in the Fort Festival of Trees at the library, and tell them how you are planning to decorate that.
Well, what like we asked, and I don't know how well word has gotten around, but if you have, and I think the phrase we used is, if you've been touched in some way positively by the Fort Recovery Radio Gala, to just bring an ornament up and put it on our tree. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll have lights on it, and we just love for this tree to kind of represent not just the people that were helped, but the many, many people who donated to make it happen.
Yeah, because they get blessed very, you know.
Yeah.
People feel so good to be able to help somebody. And, you know, if every one of the people that donated to us took a check or some cash to the people we're thinking of, you know, that doesn't work very well.
Yep.
You get it to the Christmas gala, and then the guys distribute it out and to people in need. And I don't know if you remember off the top of your head, how many different counties have we given to? I was thinking it was seven.
different counties.
Yeah.
I'll bet it's more than that, just because, like, we've had individual people who, like, were maybe born and raised in Fort Recovery.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah. Oh, yep.
You find themselves a little bit further away.
Yeah.
That we wanted to help out. So
it's probably a lot more than that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm guessing we're in that 12 to 15 counties, you know, that we've probably done. It's I think around 220 different families that we've been able to help, and
and many of those families had given to us previously. Some of them are giving back. I remember the very first year, 3 out of the first 10 people that came into the studio to give had gone through serious family crises, health-wise, and that type of thing in the past, and knew how much the community help mattered to them.
Yep.
And they were happy to come in and give us $300, $500, $800, you know, so we could help other people. And, you know, it just, people want to help, but if you can give them a really good avenue, I think it works out really well. And you guys have shown over the years that you're extremely good stewards with the money that people give us.
Yeah. So, you know, on that night, I do think that Rocker's going to have a top 10 Christmas list of some sort.
That should be a good one.
Yes. We will. We've got, again, you know, every year I think that the entertainment can't be as good as it was last year. And every year it seems like it's even a little bit better, you know? And, man, we have had some beautiful voices and some fantastic people that have come up and you graced us and helped make the show what it is. And that is pretty cool.
Yeah. And besides the entertainment, having the priest come up and give us a blessing and tell us a little bit about, maybe what Christmas means or should mean to us. And, that might not be entertaining, but it's really important.
Well,
those are important.
Lord knows we can use all the blessing we can get, Neil.
Yes, especially that band of yahoos.
Yeah.
So it's really good.
I tell you what, I hate that Tim couldn't be here, but maybe we'll reschedule him.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of neat things that's going on at TriStar, and I know here in the next couple weeks is when they have their open houses, and sophomores, they bring in sophomores to come and check it out, I think December 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and you know, that's a good opportunity for you high school kids to kind of stick our toes in the water to a certain extent. And so hopefully we can get Tim on and he's up and at him and can you join us soon.
So let's take another break here real quick. We'll come back and do a little more jibber jabber until the sports talk guys come in. Be back just a minute or two.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
It It's time for year-end savings at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Enjoy 15% off all Case IH filters, keeping your equipment running smoothly into the new year. Don't wait until open house to save big. Stock up now and ensure your farm is ready for every challenge ahead. But hurry, these savings won't last. This is a limited time offer. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, where savings and service come together. Case IH filters, keeping you on track for success.
Time for supper and you don't have time to make a great meal. No problem. Let Miracle Lanes come to the rescue. With their full menu of great food, everybody can get what they want. Subs, sandwiches, wraps, salads, wings, and of course their great pizza. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And don't miss their pizza wing and salad buffet on Friday at lunch. And remember to call and reserve your lanes for that special birthday party, family get-together, holiday party, or just for fun. Great food, great friends, great times. Miracle Lanes, open Monday through Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11.
Sound of Music is being presented by the Jay County Civic Theater at Arts Place at 7 p.m. on Thursday through Saturday, December 5th through the 7th, and the following Friday and Saturday, December 13th and 14th, plus a Sunday afternoon matinee on December 15th at 2 p.m. The cast includes local adults and students, including Fort Recovery Band Director Reed Knuth. Advanced sale tickets are $10 for children and $12 for adults and can be purchased at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, or you can just call them at 260-726-4809. Don't miss the Jay County Civic Theater's production of The Sound of Music with 7 p.m. shows on December 5th, 6th, and 7th, and 13th and 14th, with a Sunday 2 o'clock matinee on the 15th. Tickets available at Arts Place or call them at 260-726-4809.
We're back. We're back. Jack and Neil just winging it to a certain extent.
Yep, trying.
So we've been talking about the gala. It's coming up December 11th, a Wednesday, like it's always been.
Oh, do we have Santa Claus coming?
We have Santa Claus and...
Oh,
Mrs. Claus.
Oh.
We have a Mrs. Claus this year. And I'm
glad she was able to work it into her schedule.
Oh, well, she's busy, but I think she hires out the cleaning. So
gets the elves to clean while she's...
Freed up an evening for us.
That's awesome.
But, it's important to realize that the money that's donated, while the gala is a one night, 4 hour deal, whatever it is, we're able to donate money to individuals in need 365 days a year.
Yep.
It's
been 366 this year with leap year.
That's true.
Got an extra day.
And we, just in the past week, I've been able, we've been able to distribute four checks to families that were in need, and that is an ongoing thing, and I it's so cool to be able, when you hear of somebody that is in need, to know that you've got a little bit of money that is set aside for just this type of thing. And we've been able to, help people make ends meet while they were going through some pretty tough times. And
if your family's in that situation, it's really stressful if you have all the money in the world. But when the spouse can't work because they're taking care of the kids or running back and forth to the hospital or whatever's going on, and there's just extra stuff and extra expenses if you're running back and forth, and it's just such a stressful time. And if we, not saying the gala, but the people that give money to the gala, if we can help them financial, take that financial burden off, it is that can really help. That's that's just one less stress thing that they have to worry about, and making sure they know people have their back with money and prayers can't necessarily help you heal the broken bones or whatever it might be, but it can help financially and take one less stressor off the board.
And that is what we try to tell people, is that, you know, we can't fix whatever it is. You know, we can't bring dad back, or we can't cure anything.
Yep.
But we can give them one less thing to worry about, so that they can focus on the battles that lie ahead.
Yeah.
And you know, if we're able to do that, that's a good thing. I wish that the people that gave had the opportunity, and I have tried to do this whenever it fit, but I wish the people that gave had the opportunity to deliver a check and to get the handshake or get the hug or share the tears that being able to give does. It's something that's going to fill your heart forever, you know, and you don't easily forget those things. So.
Yeah, and I've said several times, I don't get involved in that for a number of reasons. It's best if I keep my nose out of it, because you guys do a great job. But if I was delivering a check, I would still be sitting on the front steps of the very first place I went to, and I'd still be sitting there crying.
Yeah.
Because it just, you know.
It's,
yeah, I wouldn't handle that well at all. It'd be, I'd be a mess.
The other thing that we've shared is, while, you know, giving is certainly good and it's rewarding and it's the easy thing, you know, what's tough is to be a recipient and to allow yourself to accept help.
Yeah.
You know, we live in an area that, you know, we're awfully proud of what we have. And we're awfully proud of being able to provide for our own. And when that's tough to do that, it's hard to accept help from others.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is both a strength and a flaw to a certain extent, because, you know, when there's people that are willing and wanting to help, and you don't allow that, then that's not good for either party.
Yeah, because as we sort of alluded to a couple times, people get blessed by giving.
Yeah.
And people are looking for ways to help people, and especially their neighbors and people they know. We're not afraid to help people around the world, but we want to start local. And that's kind of why the Lions Club turned into the community club, because we didn't want to keep sending money out to international stuff. Not that that's not important, but there's a lot of things that we've been able to do with the money we were sending away to the Lions Club international that we've been able to do here around town. And there's just lots and lots of projects that they've been able to give some money to that wouldn't have been available if we were still doing Lions Club. So Lions Club does great things. We just decided we didn't want to be a part of sending the money away. And there's a number of Mercer County Cancer Association. They wanted to keep a lot of that money so they could help local people instead of the American Cancer Society. The American Cancer Society is great. They need a lot of money to deal with their all the research they do, all, you know, they do a lot of things. And not saying they're a bad thing, but the pittance that a small community like Mercer County could give to the American Cancer Society doesn't mean much to them. But that money that we were sending to them, we keep here and do things for the people in the area. That means a lot. So, you know, you can make a bigger impact, especially in smaller communities like us, Mercer County and the surrounding areas. You know, no big metropolises where there's lots and lots of money coming in. We do a lot with what we have and try to keep it as local as we can and try to help local people.
Neil, I'll tell you what, that is one of the things that I've enjoyed about doing this show for, I don't know how long I've been doing this, probably... Yeah.
Five, six, 7 years, yeah, I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah, Bill was doing it for a while, and he got busier and busier. And
you know, we've been exposed to a lot of different individuals and organizations that we never knew even existed to a certain extent, or we didn't know to what extent they contributed in the community.
Yeah.
But, man, you know, it has opened my eyes to how many... great organizations and fantastic people fill this area.
Yep. And one of those, I don't have my list in front of me, but one of those is going to be coming on in the next week or two. And I think it's 2 weeks, but we'll let you know. But it's the Racing for Relief.
Yep.
You know, they're the group that races the go-karts at the community festivals and stuff like that. And when they asked to come on 2 or 3 years ago, I said, yeah, it'd be nice. Well, I want to hear what they do with their, you know, the $5,000 or $10,000 they raise with their Racing for Relief and doing all that stuff. And it's a really neat thing. And, you know, people are having fun watching them and they're having a lot of fun doing it. And toward the end of the show, they started talking about the money that they were going to give out. And that first year was $250,000.
Incredible, isn't it?
And I said, "How in the world do you do that?" Well, we help Eldora with their 50-50, and I'll let them tell the story when they come on. But and so they get money from the Tony Stewart Foundation for helping with the 50-50s, and they distribute it to the first responder groups, police, firemen, EMTs. And I think last year's $262,000. That's just an incredible amount. And all they are is just a bunch of guys driving go-karts, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I, you know, I think I just saw a picture on Facebook where they were with, I think maybe the St. Henry Fire Department. Yeah. They just made a donation. You know, towns our size can't do what we do with just tax dollars or state money, you know. And we've got to find ways of creating opportunities for things like this. And it's incredible what some people do.
Yeah, and then that's just a bunch of just regular people doing something. Yeah. Another thing of just regular people doing stuff is the Sawyer Overman Foundation. I don't remember exactly the name, but, you know, so, you know, he was tragically killed in an accident, somebody just kind of said something about a ninja park that he enjoyed, and one of the mom's friend says, why don't we build one? Well, what's that going to cost? $1 million. Okay, we'll do that. Yeah. And so how are they doing that? They're having a wiffle ball tournament, and you're going to raise $1 million with a wiffle ball tournament? That, you know, those things don't make any sense till you see it, and you're there, and you experience what goes on.
Yeah.
And I think at least 3 years in a row, just with that, they've raised over $100,000 in each one of those. You know, I believe the last I heard, they're more than two-thirds of the way to what they're going to need to build that ninja park. And the whole family donated the land for it. There's other donations going on with that. I don't know what they all are and if they would want us to mention it, even if they did. But, you know, it's just plain old people that are helping out people to make the community better. All of those things make the community better. And it's just regular, plain old people like you and your brothers and Harold and Rocker and just going in and saying stupid stuff and bringing people in. And the community has responded like we couldn't possibly have imagined. I don't think we could have imagined raising $100,000 in 10 years.
Yeah.
I just, you know, and it's 10 times that. So, you know, it's just, that's incredible. And people want to help. And when the economy's good and they have the ability to do it, they are very willing to throw some money and or some effort into these projects. And
well, and just, I'll tell you what, a couple of other neat examples, okay? One is the recent Christmas open house that they just had.
Yeah.
You know, there was a boatload of people around. And, you know, to just see that participation, the businesses were open, and it was, you know, I'm sure that the merchants had to be thrilled with the outcome.
Yes.
They had to be.
I've had the chance to talk to several of them, and they were really pretty happy about how it all went from Wayne IGA to Simple Touch to CALPS to, you know, just Fort Wayne Insurance. You know, they're not selling anything. Yeah. They don't have any specials. They can't, they're not allowed to do specials on insurance. They just were trying to be part of the community, and they had cider and cookies, and they had fire demonstrations and that type of thing. Mercer Savings Bank out in front handing out, I think maybe hot chocolate and cookies. They had, they had stuff there. You know, they're not selling anything.
Well, and then, you know, just a couple weeks before that was the the Historical Society had their auction night thing. You
that
know.
One of a kind auction is.
Yeah.
If you're like me and never go there to buy anything, it is really neat. There's just such neat stuff, and there's a lot of people to talk to, and I enjoy it, and I don't think I've ever bought anything.
Yep.
And, you know, what would I need? you know, there's some of it that's just really incredible.
Yeah.
But and if I had all the money in the world, I still probably wouldn't buy it, because there's a lot of that stuff is things people would really like to have, and I would have it and I'd put it in my house and nobody would ever see it. So, you know, well, that doesn't do anybody any good. So,
that means that you have to join the parade of homes, Neil.
No, that means somebody would have to come and clean my house first. So, I have a lot of stuff I can't put away because I don't have any way to put it in. It's just there.
I tell you what, let's take one more break and we'll come and wrap up this bad boy. How's that?
That sounds good. Back in a minute.
One guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with a Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Thanks.
Thanksgiving means getting together with family and friends, and food is always the main attraction. Let Wayne IGA make it easy for you with their great party trays. Cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and of course, everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. And check out their great selection of wine and beer, chips and dips, all kinds of snacks to make it a great party. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your party supplies. Wayne IGA, the hometown store that saves you more. Season tickets for the 2024-2025 basketball season are being sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. on days that school is in session. Last year's boys' season ticket holders will have until Friday, November 22nd, to get their reserve seat season tickets. After November 22nd, anyone not having a reserve seat or wanting a different seat for the boys' games can go to the high school office and see what seats are available for purchase. Season tickets for the boys' home games are $55 for reserve seats for adults, and student season tickets are $35. If children sit in the reserve seat area, they must also have a reserve seat season ticket because all lower-level seats are reserve season tickets. Presale tickets for the boys' home games for adults are $8 and students are $7 each. All tickets at the door will be $8. And if you're 65 or older, they offer a senior citizens pass for only $30 that's good for both boys' and girls' home junior high and high school games, but this does not include a reserved seat for the boys' home varsity games. Season tickets for the girls' home games are the same as for the boys', except there will be no reserved seats, $55 for adults and $35 for students. Tickets for the high school girls basketball game will be $8 for adults and $7 for students at the door, since there will be no presale tickets for the girls games. Other passes available at the high school office are student all sports passes for $50, adult all sports passes for $150, including a reserve seat for the boys home basketball games, junior high student passes for $10, and junior high passes for adults for $25. The basketball season is coming soon, so get to the high school office now to get your basketball season tickets. The Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library from Monday, December 9th through Tuesday, December 31st during normal library hours. Families, local organizations, businesses, and individuals are invited to participate in this very popular event by entering a decorated tree or wreath for the display. The tree can be 3 to 7 feet tall and can have a theme, promote your business, celebrate an achievement, can honor a loved one, or decorate a tree just for the fun of it. Hundreds of people stop into our library every year to see the trees and vote for their favorite. If you'd like to decorate a tree, please stop by the library or call them at 375-2869 for more information about participating in this year's Fort Festival of Trees.
We're back. Insight. Jack and Neil talking about absolutely nothing. We are the radio version of Seinfeld.
Except a little short of funny.
Yes. But hey, just hearing that festival of trees, and you heard me talk earlier about the gala is having a tree this year, and we'd like for the people that have been touched in a positive way by the gala to stop up. And I think we're setting the tree up from December 2nd to the 7th. And I think that they kind of open it up for viewing on the 9th. And so, if you've been touched by the gala and would like to, bring an ornament that just kind of represents you or your family, we'd love to have it up there. So
now you're talking about people that just got financially helped or people that got blessed by being able to give.
Whoever's been touched. I don't discriminate.
Yeah.
So, but it's a funny story because I'm sitting at home and I'm looking at Facebook and I get a message from my niece, Sam. And Sam says, hey, I just volunteered the gala to have a tree up at the Festival of Trees at the library. I don't have a creative bone in my body. Does anybody have any ideas?
And have Bubba do it. He's He's a tree decorator from Wayland.
Oh, yeah. So we talked, and that's what we came up with. And we want to thank Sam for thinking of us. I don't know about your effort as far as the work part of it goes, but you know, sometimes it's best if you just volunteer other people.
Well, so. But the idea of you having other people bring up, because a lot of people think, man, I'd like to do that. And then you start thinking, I don't have a tree full of stuff.
Yeah.
So you don't need a tree full of stuff.
Nope. You just
need one.
You just need
two or whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
And you can come up and do what means something to you. If you want to have your, if your kids think it's a neat thing and they get something out of it, have them make an ornament. If there's a, you know, there's all kinds of things that can be on that.
Which leads me to bring up the library.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, back in my day, and maybe it was because I was just a kid, you know, but the library was just kind of some place that you had to go.
Yeah.
You know, your mom would take you up, but they'll make you get a book type thing, you know. And what they do up there, those ladies up there work their tails off. And
yeah.
And I tell you what, it used to be when you saw a lot of cars parked uptown, mm-hmm. you know, there's like a Euchre League at Toby's.
Yeah.
You know, now if you see a lot of cars parked on the main street,
yep,
it's usually because there's something happening at the at the library.
Yeah, they know? Had Jim Wachter last week in talking. He was veterans and talking about that. He's from Portland. He runs the Museum of the Soldier over there. They've had authors come in on Tuesday evenings at 6:15 and Friday mornings at 10:30. They have story time for the kids. They have all kinds of craft stuff for the Christmas open house. Yeah. I think it was from 1 to 2:30 or something. I can't remember when it was. Crafts at the upstairs, and I saw a picture. They must have had 40 kids up there that were just having a ball.
Well, I don't know who's in charge. I think Tony Lefevre's up there.
She does a lot of the promotion, but
and I think Linda Neufeld.
Yeah, Linda Neufeld.
Yeah,
is the one that I believe is the head of it. You know, and that's they're doing that, and I don't remember who all was there before that. Bunch of people. Jenny Guggenbiller was up there for a long time, but they started thinking, well, why don't we do stuff for kids?
Yep.
We need to get more kids in here. The whole point is getting kids to love the library instead of being a place where you get dragged by your mom to go get a book. You know, it's just, they do so many things in there, and it's just, and I love when they send me an email with a list of 14 things that they have going on. They just had a one of the treasure hunt kind of things where the kids can Tombstone, Oklahoma needed a sheriff, so you have to go in and solve these things, and you can get your sheriff's badge.
Well, and did, like, I see somewhere like they were doing some sort of an escape room type thing, and they had to work together to figure out how to
this unlock the box thing. Now, they weren't actually in a room,
right,
but they had to earn their way out
different
of it.
Puzzles thing.
Yep. Just figure incredible. Out the clues and you know, making them think and having, you know, the kids have a lot of fun. I've happened to be there a couple of times when the story time was going on, and those kids are in there giggling and laughing and you know, it's just, they just make that kind of thing fun. I don't know. It's just, the library is just an incredible place.
It's changed because of the people that get involved with it, you know.
Yep.
And if any of you people out there would like to be one of the, I think they call it the Friends of the Library.
Yep.
Man, I can't think of a more worthy cause they have. Yeah.
And you can just
groups. Yeah,
you can go to the meetings. You can not go to the meetings if you don't want to. You can be a member, just to help them donate a little bit. And if you are a member, a lot of the things they do, if they cost anything, you can get it at no cost or very reduced cost for you and your family. So it's always a pretty neat thing. Let's take our one last break. We'll kind of come back and wrap things up.
And get sports talk started on time.
That people aren't going to believe it.
No.
We probably still figure out some way to make them 10 minutes late. Back in a minute.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Top Ranch LLC, former Hastings Automotive. I want to thank the community for the warm welcome back to town. I plan to keep the Hastings quality of service along with their previous employees. With the cold weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking the fluids, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all the lights for your worry-free winter travels. Give Top Ranch LLC a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
The basketball season is starting this week for our Lady Indians, and here are the games we'll bring you on Fort Recovery Radio this weekend. Friday night, the season starts with our Lady Indians hosting the always tough Crestview Lady Knights, and we'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the game, and it can also be heard on the NFHS video. On Saturday night, they'll travel down to Arcanum to take on the Lady Trojans, with the JV game starting at 6. We'll bring you the varsity game here on Fort Recovery Radio. Get on the Lady Indians bandwagon early. It should be a great year for them, so get out to these games to help cheer them on. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back.
Yep.
Oh, we are?
We are back.
Come on, be damned.
You're just kidding, weren't you?
Yeah.
You do that. If you listen very often, Jack does that all the time.
I hadn't done it. So, Neil, I'll tell you what. Even when there's nothing to talk about, it was a quick hour.
Yeah.
And just a quick reminder, everybody, you're invited to come and join us in person on Facebook Live, I think on YouTube. The 9th annual Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala. It's Wednesday, December 11th.
Yep.
7 o'clock until...
we get done, 10, 11.
Yeah. 10:30-ish, probably.
Yeah. Somewhere in there.
And if you have a family that is in need, please let me know on Facebook. If you are interested in being part of our first annual Christmas Parade of Homes tour, you can let me know that too. So,
yeah, kind of go through that again one more time, real quick, though.
Okay, so the idea is people who work their butts off getting their houses Christmassy and decorated inside, outside, and they would like to show it off. We are having a Parade of Homes. Probably on December 7th. It'll be from like 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. It looks like we'll have four or five different places that you'll be able to visit, and we're going to run this up a flagpole and see who salutes to a certain extent.
Yep.
It'll be free, but there will be a free will donation box available at each of the houses, and that money is going to be donated to the new gala. So we're thrilled that somebody thought of that, and we will try to help them out.
Yep. So I think that's a great idea. The tree that we're going to have at the Festival of Trees, that people want to, if they want to come up and put ornament on, yeah, with, you know, how the, what the Christmas gala is meant to them and that type of thing. So I guess with that, we might get Sports Talk started somewhere on time. What do you think of that, Bobby?
Again. And I know that they've got the girls' basketball coach on.
Yep. And Steve Hellwagon's going to call in. We'll talk to him.
From Ohio State.
So. Yep. Yep.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Stay tuned for Sports Talk.